You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is, of course, Alien Weaponry with Raupatu. You're on 95BFM. No mai haere mai. Welcome along to the breakfast show. My name's Rachel. It's just gone about 8:32 on your Tuesday morning, and we will be hearing from the boys from Alien Weaponry after this track. They popped into the studio about a week and a half ago, and we spoke to them about what they've been up to for the last 7 months touring around the world, some of the festivals that they're doing next year, and new music on the horizon, which is very exciting. You're on BFM. That was Alien Weaponry with Raupatu, and we are going to listen to the conversation I had with the boys about a week and a half ago when they popped into studio to let us know what they've been up to for the last couple of months, and also what is on the horizon for them in terms of gigs that they're going to be playing and new music as well. So let's have a listen. Alien Weaponry, how are you guys? We've got Henry and Lewis in the studio.
Yeah.
We're pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Pretty good. That's what we like to hear. You guys have just driven down from up north, but we're talking to you today about a whole bunch of awesome things, including Tuki Festival, which is down in the South Island.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's one of the festivals that we kind of heard about, and we really wanted to play it because it looked like a, you know, real nice location and a cool vibe, so we're all excited to be playing there.
Is it the first time you guys have played in Wanaka?
Yeah, it'll be the first time we've played in Wanaka. I mean, we've played in the South Island before, but you know, just like club shows and stuff. So yeah, to be doing a festival down there is pretty cool.
It's going to be pretty sick. Hey, you've also had a massive year. Ahi Kar has been up for a Silver Scroll, which is super awesome, acknowledging your songwriting, which is obviously a huge part of who you guys are. What else have you been up to? You've been touring around overseas as well, eh?
Yeah.
We've a whole bunch.
Yeah, basically.
We just got back from a 6-month tour. So,
far out.
Yeah,
we're in the US in May and then Europe.
Nearly 7 months.
Yeah, June, July, August, and then September, October, we're back in the US. So, we literally just came back.
What's it like doing those overseas shows? Because obviously people in New Zealand understand like the Māori context as well, and then when you take that overseas, what's that like?
Honestly, it's surprising that people like even know of us and that like we actually get people to the shows, you know? Because on the other side of the world, you don't really expect them to be in the loop with that stuff, but they are, and it's really like awesome to see how widely our music's reached, I guess.
Yeah,
I saw a really mint video, I think, just from filmed from someone's phone at a festival you guys did, I think, somewhere in the...
Doing the haka in Denmark.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
How was that for you guys?
That, I mean, that experience was... It was...
Buzzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not really planned that much in advance, so we kind of had this general idea of what was going to happen, but to see that many people actually, you know, doing a haka in front of you is quite... astounding.
Yeah, that's especially on the other side of the world as well.
Yeah.
Hey, going back to the Silver Scrolls a little bit, I'm not sure if you guys saw Rhea Hall's speech where she spoke a lot about the way that the music industry needs to be recognising te reo Māori a lot more and stepping up, basically. She kind of really put the poe in the ground for that. What are your thoughts? Because obviously that's basically the backbone of what you do as Alien Weaponry. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I guess, like, we've kind of done something new, I guess, with combining like heavy music and Māori, but like, yeah, like if, I guess if people, it's kind of a, it kind of shows that like any genre of music pretty much can, you know, get Māori incorporated into it.
Yeah,
I do
think there's definitely kind of like this kind of view a lot of people have when they hear someone say Māori music, they automatically think about, you know, either like traditional stuff or they think about reggae.
Yeah.
And that's what they think about, and like, you know,
not that that's
just
bad.
If we can you know, make it so, you know, Māori music is not just it's just music in a lot of language.
Yeah,
it's,
totally.
Yeah. Still sounds good.
And it is pretty amazing to see people overseas kind of really embracing it. And also at home as well. You guys have caused a huge tidal wave in the scene as well, because people are going, why hasn't this happened before? This is so fitting. It's so beautiful as well. Can you tell us a little bit about Ahi Kar as a song? Because that is a pretty awesome track.
There's definitely a lot of things I could talk about with that song, but I mean, the actual topic of the song is talking about the burning of a village down in Ōkahu Bay.
When the Queen came to visit.
Yeah, when the Queen came to visit, so out there, and they, like, the Auckland City Council decided they were going to burn this village to the ground, and
because it didn't look very good and they didn't want the Queen to see it.
They rehoused all the Māori that lived there, and you know put them in housing that they had to pay rent in, and like just kind of sent that whole community into poverty, which was, you know, it's messed up, because I think now that land was sold off to like property developers, like overseas property developers. So, you know, that's the kind of general gist of what the song is about. And then I guess like musically, we're kind of going for something a little bit different.
It was kind of like drum and bass inspired, you know?
Yeah.
Drum beat with it.
Totally. How does it feel, I guess, taking those stories around the world with you? What's that like when you're performing? Are you just in the headspace of, we're doing the song right now, or do you really think about like I guess, those stories that you take with you when you're traveling too?
It depends from show to show. Like, if we're at a huge festival, I always try and kind of immerse myself and
in the
playing and the singing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes I'll catch myself, you know, playing a show and I'll just be like thinking about what I want for dinner. And like then I'll remember that I'm actually on stage and I need to focus.
It's a hard thing keeping the stamina up when you're going for 7 months and you're traveling everywhere and stuff. What do you guys do to keep each other entertained on the road?
Oh geez.
I guess we always just try and
just find
funny, you know.
Yeah.
And finding good places to eat. That's always a good one.
Good places to eat. I think on the last little run we found this cool go-kart place and we just kind of chilled there.
That's pretty
sick.
If we weren't
doing shit.
That's a mean spot to be able to just kick back in a go-kart as well. Who was faster? Which brother won?
Yeah. It'd be me.
Yeah.
Bobby was the fastest though.
Yeah.
So what is up next for you guys? Have you got another album on the cards? What's in the horizon?
That's what we're kind of, after coming off tour, we're having a little, like, detox from the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of a break, and then we should be getting back into
writing
the album. We've already booked studio time.
Awesome.
So
if we go in there with zero material, that'll be our own fault.
Yeah, it's pretty hard one there, but it's good to have a deadline sometimes to work towards
exactly.
as well.
Yeah.
You have any ideas of what you sort of want to write about for this one, or are you going to kind of see where it takes you when you sit down?
Yeah, I mean, we're generally kind of like a go with the flow kind of writing style.
I definitely feel, I mean, because not a lot of people realize, but like some of the songs on our previous album were written when we were all pretty young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like,
not even
I think
that great
was written when I was 14. You were like 12, huh?
Yeah.
That was. So I'm looking forward to, you know, writing some slightly more challenging material, I guess. I feel like we need to work on our songwriting stuff.
I feel like you guys are being harsh on yourselves though, because there's a mint album to be. We're gonna step up from here.
We do
appreciate that.
That's our job.
Yeah.
We're our own worst critics.
Yeah, hard out.
Definitely.
Oh, that's really exciting though. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more of that. That was Alien Weaponry chatting to me a couple of weeks ago, or a week and a half ago really, about what they've been up to and what they've got on the horizon. And if you want to go and catch Alien Weaponry, they will be playing down in Wanaka, a nice holiday you could take yourself on. That will be on Saturday the 8th of February for Tuki Festival. And there's a lot of other fantastic bands playing then as well, including Chelsea Jade, The Chills, Holly Arrowsmith, Tammy Nielsen, Tiki Tane, Trinity Roots, Anika Moore, and a whole bunch of others as well. So that's going to be a good time. If you feel like heading down south, then that is the place to go. We're going to listen to Ahika now, which we spoke about in that interview there, a fantastic track that was up for the Silver Scrolls earlier this year and has a really interesting and pretty hectic story behind it as well that the boys were speaking about. Alien Weaponry with Ahi Ka on 95BFM. Big thanks again to the boys for coming and chatting to me a week and a half ago. It was lovely to hear about what they've been up to.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.